Lord Morris of Handsworth. You are going to listen to a recording about Bill Morris, a British trade union official. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then, you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 5 with the sentence endings A to G. There is one sentence ending that you should not use. Write your answers in the boxes provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
Bill Morris, who is one of the most influential black people in British history, was born in Bombay, Jamaica in 1938. His father was a part-time policeman. His mother worked as a domestic science teacher. When he was young, Bill had the ambition to play cricket for the West Indies. Instead of hanging on to that plan, however, he planned to go to agricultural college. But when his father died, he was forced to change his plans, and thus he joined his mother in England in 1954. He made his home in the Handsworth district of Birmingham, where he first encountered various difficulties to adjust. First of all, he had to cope with the cultural differences. He couldn't get used to the cold and wet climate either. He started his first job with Hardy Spices, an engineering firm. At the same time, however, he was attending courses at the local technical college. In 1957, he married Minetta, with whom he has two sons. In 1958, Bill joined the Transport and General Workers Union. 5 years later, he was elected shop steward at Hardy Spices. The following year, he was involved in his first major industrial dispute over the issue of trade union recognition. In 1973, he had become a full-time union official. Rising through the ranks, he was elected General Secretary in 1991. Although being the first black trade union leader, Bill Morris's aim has always been to help all members. He once made the point, "I am not the black candidate, rather the candidate who is black." Bill Morris used his position to improve workers' education and training. He's been involved in many campaigns to improve workers' rights, and he's helped to win back respect for trade unions after years of industrial conflict. His ability as a leader has also been recognised outside trade unionism. For 10 years, he was a member of the Commission for Racial Equality, and he became an advisor to many organisations, including universities and the BBC. In 2006, Bill Morris was awarded life peerage for his contribution to British society. Bill Morris, who is one of the most influential black people in British history, was born in Bombay, Jamaica in 1938. His father was a part-time policeman. His mother worked as a domestic science teacher. When he was young, Bill had the ambition to play cricket for the West Indies. Instead of hanging on to that plan, however, he planned to go to agricultural college. But when his father died, he was forced to change his plans, and thus he joined his mother in England in 1954. He made his home in the Handsworth district of Birmingham, where he first encountered various difficulties to adjust. First of all, he had to cope with the cultural differences. He couldn't get used to the cold and wet climate either. He started his first job with Hardy Spices, an engineering firm. At the same time, however, he was attending courses at the local technical college. In 1957, he married Minetta, with whom he has two sons. In 1958, Bill joined the Transport and General Workers Union. 5 years later, he was elected shop steward at Hardy Spices. The following year, he was involved in his first major industrial dispute over the issue of trade union recognition. In 1973, he had become a full-time union official. Rising through the ranks, he was elected General Secretary in 1991. Although being the first black trade union leader, Bill Morris's aim has always been to help all members. He once made the point, "I am not the black candidate, rather the candidate who is black." Bill Morris used his position to improve workers' education and training. He's been involved in many campaigns to improve workers' rights, and he's helped to win back respect for trade unions after years of industrial conflict. His ability as a leader has also been recognised outside trade unionism. For 10 years, he was a member of the Commission for Racial Equality, and he became an advisor to many organisations, including universities and the BBC. In 2006, Bill Morris was awarded life peerage for his contribution to British society.